Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of progress note and medication review for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of evaluation for all this patient is April 20th, 2026. I'm Dr. Rastogi. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective object data. First patient is Rayos, R-A-Y-O-S, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Date of birth is 8-11-1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subjective and object data. Florence is a 63-year-old Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar disorder, has been doing well as far as the mood is concerned, thought processes are concerned, her insight and judgment are better. She has been having several medical issues, including chronic renal failure, high creatinine level, for which she has been undergoing dialysis. Has reported that she has to go again a procedure for ballooning so that catheter can be placed for the dialysis. Patient has undergone bilateral mastectomy and also history of parathyroidism, making a significant improvement overall behavior, but worried about her medical issues. She was told that she has to undergo possible kidney transplantation and she wanted to know detail about it. I further discuss that I am not expert in this area. It is a good idea that she should discuss with her own primary care physician or nephrologist who can give a better idea. To be seek agreed, patient was provided support, insight and education about her ongoing treatment and medication. She is currently on olanzapine 5 mg daily, oxcarbazepine 300 mg at bedtime and serentamine 100 mg daily. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Her judgment sight seems to be good. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder. Chronic kidney disease on dialysis. Status post bilateral mastectomy. History of hypothyroidism. History of hypertension and chronic and high creatinine. Patient has substance supply the medication. A 30 days follow appointment was made. Prognosis guarded and expectation. Next patient is Innucci, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I, Anna, A-N-N-A. Her date of birth is 3-12-1954. Phone number is 586-843-4154. Date of evaluation is April 20th, 2026. Subjective Anjita. Anna is a 72-year-old, single Caucasian female living in an apartment at Fraserwood Drive, Fraser, Michigan, 48026. She has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder, has been undergone surgery on her left hip and also on the left knee, and has been following her primary care doctor. Today, she has been taking pain medication, and her primary care physician has told her that she has to be on a steroid for her arthritis, refer her pain and arthritis all over the body. She describes she is worried about having racing thoughts and unable to sleep, although she is taking melatonin 3 mg at bedtime, 5 mg at bedtime, Lamictal 25 mg, 50 mg in the morning, and 200 mg at bedtime. She denies any side effect of the medication. I discuss further. Her anxiety may be due to several medical issues. Also, with the limited contact with her three daughters who are living in California, Grand Rapids, and Rochester Hill, Michigan, a regular communication would be worthwhile. Also, interact with her co-resident. Try to do some mobility. Try to do some relaxation exercise. Regarding her medication, she should continue the same. If she want, I may try with the Remeron lower doses to help her sleep and decrease her anxiety. However, patient has a chronic history of anxiety all the time, always worried about and always often blame her daughters are not taking care of her. PRI further, patient was provided support, insight with behavioral therapy and also encouraged meditation and social interaction. To she agreed and liked me to follow up within 2 weeks. Assessment by bipolar mood disorder, depressed with anxiety, feeling of loneliness, poor social interaction. Status post, left hip and left knee replacement, polyarthritis. Plan will send the prescription for 30 days. A follow up appointment was given in 2 weeks. Patient was encouraged to discuss with her daughter about situations and also primary care physician for ongoing treatment. Prognosis guarded. Patient denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next solution on Van Cleave, VANCLEAVE, Leslie, LESLIE. Date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Date of solution is April 20, 2026. Subjective agita. Leslie is a 68-year-old. Married, Caucasian male, who has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder. Seen with his wife, Christina, and also with Leslie. According to his patient, has a period of time when he get very paranoid, impulsive, and try to hurt his family members. According to his wife, that Leslie had an argument with his grandson and his biological son, and when her son tried to talk to him, he intimidated and misunderstood and tried to attack him with a bar. Leslie believed that he might want to kill him. I discussed with Christine and also with the Leslie that avoid confrontation, just if he cannot tolerate communication with a family member, he should walk out from the situation and go to a separate place, calm down, then he talk later on. The similar conversation was also made with his wife, period, instead of having an argument together, he should be avoided. Also, if it not controlled, a chemical restraint can be given, like Seroquel 100 mg tablet should be given at that time. It might help to calm down, period. However, his wife was concerned that if something happens, she does not know. I further discussed that if they cannot resolve the issue, they just take and call the police and take him to the emergency room of hospital. For the time being, I will give him a hydroxyzine, 25 milligram BID PRN, which he can use for anxiety and agitation. I would like to avoid any benzodiazepines to control his behavior, as he is 68 year old and also is a controlled substance. I don't want to use as a PRN basis at home, period. The wife agreed. I also discussed that I'd like to have a Depakote blood level, which I told her several times, to make sure that if the doses are inadequate, I can increase the dose of Depakote. Period. He's on Seroquel 400 milligram at bedtime, Seroquel 400 milligrams twice a day. I further explain the risk-benefit side effect and encourage the treatment plan and the plan of action when he loses his control. It was also recommended that he should see a therapist from the comprehensive counseling. I told him on several occasions in the past, and I repeated further, that it is important that he should communicate with someone so that his anger to be resolved and things should be clarified with his wife and Leslie, period. Wife understand and will look into that. Assessment is schizoaffective disorder, period of angry, impulsive, aggressive, threatening behavior. Plan, continue supportive plan. Counsel Leslie, encourage to meld the situation by controlling his anger, frustration, and walk away from the situation. I will give him hydroxyzine, 25 milligram BID PRN, which he can use for anxiety and also for agitation. I explained the mother risk and benefit of the medication, a 30-day supply of the medication order, risk, benefit, side effect explained. Mother provided verbal consent for the treatment. Follow appointment was in 30 days. Next relation, Gardner David, G-A-R-D-N-E-R David, D-A-V-I-D. His date of birth is 6-8-1978. His telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of evaluation is 4-20-2025. Subject to agita. David is a 47-year-old married Caucasian male, father of two kids, currently involved in a real estate business and has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder. David described that he has been doing all right here and his business is also doing good. He has been on lithium 450 milligram twice a day, fluoxetine 5 milligram daily, benzatropine 1 milligram daily, quetiapine 25 milligram in the morning, and 200 milligram at bedtime. He described the medication has been helping him, and he is doing all right. He denies any side effect of the medication, denies any problem with the medication. I further educate him with each and every medications. And encourage that he has to be careful and also follow directions for the lithium and repeat the blood level and renal function test every three months to make sure that he is not having any toxicity due to lithium. Period. He understands. He denies any side effect of it. He was alert, oriented. His mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. His speech was clear. Thought was recognized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Judgment sight is improved. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of cathedia, restlessness. Period. Patient was counseled, educated about the medication, encouraged about the blood workup. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, on lithium, a 30 days supply of the medication was ordered. Further remind him that he should repeat the blood lithium level every 3 months with renal profile. Follow up appointment was 30 days, prognosis fair to guarded end of medication. Next relation is an Petaway, P-E-T-T-W-A-Y, Daniels, D-A-N-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 11/13/1982. Telephone number is 313-695-8256. Subject is Ajita. Danielle is a 43-year-old married female who has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder. Reported that she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, attending, going to exercise, and also got a job at Henry Ford Motors in a patient care. She is quite happy, appropriate, described medication is working, and she does not want to make any changes in her medication. She has been on Lamictal 50 milligram daily, Geodon 100 milligram at bedtime, Escitalopram 10 milligram daily, Melatonin 10 milligram daily, period. She denies any side effect of the medication. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought. There is no auditory visual hallucination or any persecuted illusion. She looks much calmer, pleasant, appropriate, and states that she is feeling much better and has been doing well. She does not want to make any change in the medication. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Plan continue with this, continue current plan. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect to explain. Period. Patient has not shown any symptoms of akathisia, tremors, dystonia, or dyskinesia. Prognosis, fair to guard it, end of depression. Next location is on Marilyn Wisnowski. M-A-R-L-Y-N-N-E, Marilyn, W-I-S-N-I-E-W-S-K-I. Her date of birth is 8/14/1965. Telephone number is 616-386-7723. Subjective knowledge data. Marilyn is a 60-year-old, single Caucasian female living with her son and his wife at Florida. Describe that she has been doing all right. She has gone through several tests, which was some up and down in the values. Yet she was talking about her brother who died at the age of 55 last year. She has only nephew who has been working as a chef. She describes she is doing all right. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She is currently on hydroxyzine 50 milligram three times a day, mirtazapine 15 milligram at bedtime, trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime, serentelin 100 milligram daily. There is no side effect of the medication. She was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian female, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling, judgment sight is good, assessment major depressive disorder, chronic with anxiety, plan 30 day supply was ordered, risk benefit side effect explained, a follow up panel was given in 30 days, this is the end of dictation. Next location is on Randall Salsa, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Salsa, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Subjective and objective data. Salsa is a 36-year-old married Caucasian female, mother of two younger kids, living at, moved to Clinton Township, working in attorney office. Described that today she was not feeling good. Her blood pressure has gone up and she has an appointment to see primary care physician tomorrow. She described her blood pressure was 169 by 112. I further explained that she has been taking Adderall 20 mg BID. She has to hold on the medication as Adderall can also increase the blood pressure, and she should also discuss with a primary care physician before take Adderall, to which agree she described she has been, she always explained, told her physician about the treatment. She also described she has an appointment to see a rheumatologist, and for hypertension, see Dr. Kraft tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Patient was provided insight into her difficulties and encouragement that about the treatment. She has been undergoing a lot of stress in the past due to the mobility from the old home, and also taking care of the younger kid. I further discussed that she should ask for some support with her husband, as her workload at the attorney office must be much greater. To which she agreed, and she is going to have an open discussion with her boss. P.S. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal mental thoughts, no auditory hallucinations are pending, persecution, assessment, attention deficit disorder, history of hypertension, history of arthritis, plan, encourage to start, hold the medication and take only after discussion with her primary care physician. To which she agreed. Prognosis guarded. This is an abdication. Next solution on Murphy, Murphy Smith, Windy. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Telephone number is 586-519-2244. Subject to Agita. Windy is a 63-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband. Was pleasant, cooperative, appropriate. Described she has been feeling good. She described that her sleep is still erratic. Sometimes she sleep only a couple hours, other times she not. She was provided a hydroxygen 25 milligram at bedtime by her primary care physician. She described it is not helping her. I further discuss sometime a higher doses may help her if she is not feeling groggy or sleepy. I also discussed that she can try Abilify 15 milligram at bedtime rather than taking in the morning, and also Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram she take in the morning. To which she agreed. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was recognized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought, no auditory visual hallucination or any positive feelings. She has been feeling good, sleeping poor, eating all right. She described that she is very busy and taking care of her husband who has been just discharged from the hospital. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, problem with the sleep, plan, continue current plan, which encourage to take Abilify 15 milligram at bedtime, take Wellbutrin in the morning, and if she is not able to sleep, try hydroxygen up to 50 milligram daily. If she does not have any increased drowsiness or sleepiness, period. Next question is Franks, FRANKSNANN. Date of birth is 10/15/1974. Telephone number is 313-910-5053. Subject is Anjita. Anne is a 51-year-old married Caucasian female. Described that she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating all right, but she has been trouble in sleep. Last time hydroxygen 25 milligram was added for sleep, but she described it is not helping her. She has been tried on melatonin and trazodone. I further discussed that she claimed that she was taking Xanax 1 milligram for sleep. I further discussed I will avoid not to add benzodiazepines as it causes dependency, and also try to have some change in the sleep hygiene, like a particular time of the night she should go to the bed. She should not drink any water after 6 o'clock. Also try to be relaxed when she go to bed with some meditations and deep breathing exercise may help her. If she either I discuss some other options like Seroquel, Geodon in a lower doses, and if it's not effective, maybe Remeron 15 milligram daily, although it is also weight gain effect. I discussed several options, but she claimed that her primary care physician knows in her knows about her, and she will check with her what other medications she can choose for the sleep. I encourage it as a good idea, and check with her, and then let me know. I can try to help her the way I can, the best I can, to which she agreed. Patient was alert, oriented, Caucasian female. Her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought process organized. There was no suicidal homicide, no auditory visual hallucination, risk benefit, side effect explained. Assessment: major depressive disorder, chronic bipolar type. Plan: continue with the current medication. For sleep difficulties, she will check with her primary care physician. I further discuss, if it is not work out, I will try Remeron, to which she agreed. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation.